Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And this is the last episode of the year.
Last episode ever.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I just made the decision in that second.
We're retiring after this episode.
Yeah.
Guess we better make it a good one. I'm a bit
Let's
shocked.
Make it a real bad one.
Real bad one. Up to the standards of our usual.
Yeah, but worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll try our best then. So we're going to be talking about best of 2022 and worst of 2022 and most anticipated for 2023. We'll structure this episode. We'll jump into our best and worst in a second, but maybe we'll look at the box office first, look at what's done well in terms of a financial commercial perspective worldwide, and then we'll each do our best, top five best and top five worst. We'll do a worst together because I don't actually have a top five worst, but I've got a top five best. And we've got some awards and categories that we'll jump through as well. Ready?
Yeah.
So what was the highest grossing movie of this year?
Morbius. Highest grossing movie of the year? Well, Top Gun Maverick, yeah.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick at $1.5 billion, I believe. What is the second highest?
It's a moving trend. I don't know if it's got there yet. It might be Avatar. I don't know if it's there yet.
Yeah, so it is Avatar. So Avatar is currently at $1.1 billion after 2 weeks of being out, or just over a week of being out. So like the Na'vi, it looks like it's going to have long legs at the box office. I was expecting a bit more of a reaction for that.
No. Yeah. No. For those, it's an audio podcast, so no one saw, but I just looked at him. No reaction. Just completely neutral face.
Third is Jurassic World Dominion, which also made $1 billion. So those are three movies this year that have made $1 billion so far. Doctor Strange was very close to making $1 billion, but didn't make $1 billion. So Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is at number four. What do you think number five is?
Black Panther.
No, Minions: Rise of Gru.
Oh, what a movie. I haven't seen it though. Apparently it's all right.
I have seen it. It's all right. It is the highest grossing animated movie of 2022 at $939 million. It made $569 million overseas and $369 in the US. So continues to do well in foreign markets. Sixth is Black Panther Wakanda Forever at $806 million worldwide. Is that a disappointment?
Made the same as the first one.
First one
about
made
the same.
No, first one made about as much as Top Gun Maverick.
Did it?
Yeah. It's one of the highest grossing MCU movies, apart from the Avengers ones.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Maybe it is a disappointment.
number seven. It wasn't a disappointment in terms of critical reaction, and maybe it's not really a disappointment in terms of how much money it made, but The Batman, $770 million. Good movie, and I guess it was a bit long, so maybe it didn't attract as many people to watch it as other Batman movies have. So that is less than, I think it's about the same as BVS, or maybe even less than BVS. That had Superman in as well, so yeah.
Yeah, and they versed each other.
Yeah, they versed each other. And there's also
Dawn. Were the same names.
That, and it was also Dawn of Justice.
Yeah, it's got Wonder Woman, yeah. But most importantly, their mums had the same name.
Martha.
And that's why that movie's so good.
Yeah.
You didn't understand it. That's why you don't like that movie. But you know when he's about to kill Superman and then he says, save Martha? It's because he realized that Superman has a mum. So he's like, oh, yeah, he's all right. He has a mum. That's why he doesn't kill him. You didn't understand it. That's why you don't like that movie. But I understood it, so it's really good.
After 6 years of release.
Yeah, I understood it all recently, the time. I was just waiting for you to understand it.
I still don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, that's a movie from, what, 2016? Back to 2022, Thor Love and Thunder, which is another bad movie.
It's a movie. No, you didn't understand it, that's why.
Whose mums were the same name in this one?
There's many mums that have the same names.
So that's at number eight at $760 million. Number nine is a movie called Watergate Bridge.
Watergate Bridge.
Is that an English movie? No, it's not. It is a sequel to The Battle at Lake Changjin, a Chinese movie, which was the second highest grossing movie of last year.
Oh, they pump out sequels quick, hey?
They do. It was actually the highest grossing movie until Spider-Man No Way Home came out. So it would have been the highest grossing movie of last year. But yeah, this year it did pretty well. But then China's got some real bad COVID stuff, right? So they were locked down for quite a long time this year. Number 10 is also a Chinese movie called Moon Man.
Sounds good.
Do you know what missed out on getting into in the top 10?
Morbius.
Yes.
I can't be wrong because any movie I name that you didn't already name missed out on the top 10. So
Morbius was number 26.
Yeah, close. It was only 16 spots off.
Close to the top 10 were Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore, $405 million. Sonic the Hedgehog 2 at $400 million. And Uncharted at $400 million as well. Black Adam is in the top 15. But, yeah.
Apparently a critical success and a financial success.
According to
Dwayne The Rock Johnson and no one else.
Okay. I don't know if either of those are right. Although I did give it a positive review, so in my eyes, it's a critical success.
Yeah.
But I didn't pay to watch it, so I guess it's not a financial success. So that's the top 15 of this year. I think some themes from this year that I identified. So we've watched a lot of long movies over the last 12 months.
We've watched, we've watched some long
movies. There's been a lot of long movies. So like Batman was 3 hours. Avatar was over 3 hours. What else?
Morbius. I watched it twice, so it was 3 hours.
Jurassic World was pretty long as well, I remember.
Black Panther's over 3 hours.
Black Panther's, yeah, that was a long movie. Another trend in this year was in the previous, certainly post pre-pandemic, Disney/Marvel was the king of the box office. So
and they still are.
Well, not really.
Well, you named three movies in the top 10 that were Disney and Marvel. And yes. Avatar's Disney as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just lied to me. Blatant lie.
I don't think they're as big as, some of the movies that I listed out, I think they were expecting them to do better than they did.
But four of the movies in the top 10, like half of the movies, are Disney and Marvel. Okay, so they're still the king of the box office.
So Avatar.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Black Panther.
Yeah.
Thor.
Yeah.
So four.
Four out of the top 10. And then all the other studios in the world made up six. So you're telling me they're still not making the most money out of all the other studios?
Still making the most money, but I think they expected to make more money, firstly.
Yeah.
And also from a critical standpoint, I think they've taken a big step backwards this year. So anyway, something that I saw. And another thing that, and it's probably more in the Disney stuff, but just in general, there's been a lot of political stuff in movies now, in general, like political or like societal themes that are coming out, and not generally in a good way. I think people are not liking it. It's been described as woke, which is a word that has been used quite a lot this year.
I don't really go into that. When you start talking about that stuff, you get into incel territory, which is, yeah.
But anyway, there's been a lot of that
this
year. Just an interesting trend. But let's get into we'll get the negativity out of the way first. So we'll do our worst of 2022 first, and we'll do our best. So I'll list out some of the movies I didn't like, and we'll come up with a top five between us. So a movie that I didn't like was Fantastic Beasts, The Troubles of, or whatever it was, The Crimes, what is it? Secrets of Dumbledore.
Yeah, I actually didn't know the name.
Yeah, that was just incredibly boring.
Mm, that was also pretty long.
Yeah, that was, I think it felt longer than it was, but yeah, it was just incredibly boring, just so forgettable. I was just looking through a list of movies that we reviewed this year, and the only reason I remember it is because I just went through that list. And just a complete fail in terms of a franchise as well. Because I know you liked the first Fantastic Beasts movie, but I also thought it was like a little bit of, at that time, I was like, it's okay, but it seems a bit like a cash grab. And then each subsequent movie became even more of a cash grab and even lower in quality than the previous one. At least Crimes of Grindelwald was entertaining in a way. It was terrible, but it was, at least you could still kind of have fun with it because it was just so ridiculous. And also third Grindelwald in three movies.
Yeah, not a good movie. Agreed.
Not good. So what's another bad movie?
That was probably my least favorite movie. It was Fantastic Beasts. I guess we can't go talking about bad movies without talking about Morbius, I guess. That is not a good movie. It's not terrible. It's just not good.
Well,
it's kind of terrible as well.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest, again, it's very dull. It's not like boring. So bad that it's good.
No, it's not. It's not. Yeah. Both of those movies aren't so bad that it's good. They're both just bad. Yeah.
It's very, it's very boring. And I think that's the biggest crime. Because if you're making a movie about a guy who turns into a vampire, at least make it interesting.
Mm.
And Jared Leto gave another award-winning performance. Yeah. Another movie that I didn't particularly enjoy was Jurassic World Dominion.
Yeah, I agree that I didn't like that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was really bad.
And it wasn't even about dinosaurs. It was about locusts.
They made a big play to say that dinosaurs are in the open world in the previous movie, and then just another park in this movie.
Yes.
Just another park again. Yeah.
They did get the original cast back, but they didn't really use them that well. Jeff Goldblum, he was in it more than the previous one, but still not in it that much. Laura Dern and Sam Neill were okay, but they were doing the side quest with the locusts for most of the time. So that was not great. And Chris Pratt and the other cast were whatever again. There was one good scene, which was the one we did the TikTok about with the blind dinosaur.
It's okay. But that scene's okay. The movie's not. The movie's bad.
The movie's not. Anything else that was particularly bad?
Well, you don't agree with this, but it's Black Adam. Black Adam's a bad movie.
I didn't think it was that bad, but I see why people don't like it.
First off, it's meant to be the resurrection of the DC universe, and it actually is the downfall of the DC universe because now it's all rebooted, and every actor that's in that movie is no longer part of the DC universe. So the downfall of the DC universe is that movie. That movie essentially destroyed it. If that was good, then James Gunn wouldn't have come in and say, okay, we're going to restart everything. But because it was so bad, he's like, we're not going to start with this shit.
Yeah. I didn't think it was as bad as other DC movies. But DC have a pretty low.
Yeah, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's a bad movie. Yeah.
So, it's not a good movie, but I had fun with it. I mean, I wouldn't put it into a worst of list, but it's not a good movie. So out of the ones we've named, which is the worst one?
Fantastic Beasts.
You think Fantastic Beasts?
Yeah.
I think there is some parts, like I said, that one scene in Jurassic World that's good.
The list goes Fantastic Beasts, Morbius, Jurassic World, Black Adam.
Yeah, I think Fantastic Beasts is the worst.
And then I could probably put Thor, Love, and Thunder at five.
Yeah, we didn't mention Thor, Love, and Thunder or Doctor Strange. So actually, I would have put
Doctor Strange in this.
Doctor Strange is more of a disappointment than a bad movie. I think Thor, Love, and Thunder is a bad movie.
Yeah.
I think
Black Adam's worse, but Thor Love and Thunder's bad as well.
I think Thor Love and Thunder's worse.
I don't know what kind of Black Adam movie you watch.
No, I really didn't like Thor Love and Thunder. I thought it was really bad. It's like if you go to a comedy and none of the jokes land, it becomes a really bad experience.
So I didn't think none of the jokes landed, but most of them didn't. CGI is bad.
Yeah.
Story's not great.
Also, I talked about how there was really long movies this year, but there's also movies that should have been longer. Not that this should have been longer, but for some reason, Doctor Strange and this were exactly 2 hours. And it feels like they both could have done with a bit more runtime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's my list. Fantastic Beasts, Morbius, Jurassic World, Black Adam.
I almost would put Thor Love and Thunder as my worst movie, but it's not that bad. So I would probably put Fantastic Beasts. Then, yeah, I'd have to put Morbius ahead of Thor Love and Thunder. Then Thor Love and Thunder. Then Jurassic World. Then what was the other one?
Black Adam, which you like, so you're not going to put it on this list. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Black Adam's saved for your best of lists, is it? Yeah.
That's the next list. Let's quickly talk about TV shows. So we'll just do our favorite and least favorite TV
show.
So my favorite TV show was Stranger Things 4.
Same.
Movie length episodes, but still kept your attention. And the only downfall of the season was that they kind of shafted Mike and Will.
Yeah. But overall, they're probably my least favorite characters, so don't mind.
But all the other stuff is really good. So probably the best season after the first season.
Mm.
And definitely sets up stuff for season 5, although I think they could have ended with season 4. But let's see what they do. Worst. So there's a lot of contenders for this. So I'll go through the TV shows that we reviewed this year, actually, just to refresh your mind. So we've reviewed Moon Knight, Boba Fett, which was actually last year, so technically doesn't count. Peacemaker, and Ms. Marvel, and Obi-Wan, Rings of Power.
I haven't seen Rings of Power, so I can't.
And She-Hulk.
Yeah, I can't comment on Rings of Power.
Yeah.
I think it would have been Boba Fett if that was this year, but
you think that was worse than the other stuff this year?
Boba Fett was bad, yeah.
I didn't think it was that bad.
No, it was bad, yeah.
We haven't seen Andor, so we can't comment on Andor. By all accounts, it's amazing.
Most disappointing, I think it would be Obi-Wan. But you like that, didn't you? So,
as in it was good, but it should have also been better.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the worst. I think for me, it is between Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk. But I think they're both probably on par. Ms. Marvel has a strong start and then really trails off, and She-Hulk has a weak start and kind of gets better as it goes along. I know you're going to say She-Hulk, but yeah, for me, it's probably, I wouldn't say they both have good episodes, so they're not complete terrible, but overall, they're both forgettable, so it'll be one of those two.
Fair enough.
Probably even, yeah.
I particularly didn't like She-Hulk just because, I don't know, like maybe the show just wasn't for me. But at the same time, there are some episodes that...
I've known people that put She-Hulk on their best.
Oh, yeah?
So...
Who are those people?
Do you know the Weekly Planet guys?
Yeah.
They had She-Hulk in their best TV shows.
Oh.
And you respect their opinion.
Until now.
It's... The thing I'll say about She-Hulk, and you haven't read the comics, I haven't read the comics, but people that have read the comics, it's a true representation of the comics. And that's not always a good thing as well. Sometimes going too much into the comics makes
it's
not
really
as good.
A gauge of quality. But
yeah,
She-Hulk isn't actually my worst of the year. I think...
Rings of Power.
I think, yeah, it's probably Rings of Power just because... That show really burnt me out. Like after I watched it, I didn't want to watch any other shows, which is probably the reason I haven't been able to watch Andor yet. Problem with that show is like it's visually spectacular. Like you can obviously see they've put the money into it. But story-wise, I think there was still also potential there, but just the reveals that they have at the end and other stuff that happens in the show just doesn't make sense, and it just wasn't worth it. Like, just wasn't worth the time effort that you had to put in to watch that show. So, yeah, I'd probably put Rings of Power just because of the amount of budget and effort that they put into that. It should have been way better than it was. She-Hulk is also not that good, but I think Rings of Power is worse.
Yeah, Ms. Marvel and She-Hulk for me, even. But since I haven't seen Rings of Power, so I
can't. I actually like Ms. Marvel. I think it's actually one of the better shows that we've reviewed this year.
Nah, I cannot agree with that. Yeah,
I actually thought it was okay.
I'm still of the opinion that most of the Marvel shows are about the same quality, give or take like one level up, one level down.
There's nothing that's amazing.
Nothing's amazing, yeah. And I would say anything's terrible either. Like each show has an episode or two that you're like, yeah, this is a really good episode. And She-Hulk had a couple of episodes that were really good as well.
Overall, it's been a hit or miss year for TV shows, I guess. But I've had a good time with Obi-Wan. It wasn't that bad. I thought it should have been better. But there was some good parts in it.
I think Peacemaker was really good. I think Boys season 3 was really good.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, yeah. But I've heard it's very good.
So
yeah.
Those would have been up there for the best. But I just like Stranger Things 4 better. But
Wednesday
was good. Like, I would have put it up there with the best. I think it was a surprise and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's also the most watched. Certainly the most watched show of this year.
The most watched English language show on Netflix.
On Netflix, yeah, which is surprising. I think that leads us well into some of the awards that we'll give out. So first one is best new find of the year in terms of actors.
Actors?
Yeah.
Like the best new actor?
Yeah. Like someone who you didn't know at the start of the year, but it's become like a star at the end of the year.
I'll probably say Jenna Ortega then.
Yeah.
Because she was in Scream 5, which was good.
She was in Scream. She was in a movie called X, which I haven't seen.
Yeah, but apparently that's good. Yeah. I had seen her in You season 2 like 2 years ago. So that was the first time I've seen her. But
she was in a Disney Channel show.
She was in a Disney Channel show. Yeah. So she's been around for a while, but she's had a pretty big year with Scream, X, and Wednesday. And apparently could be a Marvel thing like next year. So I think she would be one of the best. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really think of anyone else that I didn't know. Florence Pugh, but she was already big before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Next award is best movie to watch as a group. So this could be good or bad.
Yeah. As a group.
So like all the hype that it's got, you'd think it would be Morbius, but it's not.
Yeah, it's just not. It's not fun. It's not a fun watch. That's just people trolling on the internet. Like, everyone trolls way too hard in our age group, and like people don't know what's serious and what's not anymore. I don't know. What do you think? Best movie to watch as a group this year?
This is a tough one.
Scream 5 would not be a bad option.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Honorable mentions. So, like, you know, best of, we obviously haven't watched every single movie that's come out this year, but apparently Barbarian is really good. Which is another horror movie, and apparently Smile is really good, which is another horror movie. In terms of the ones we've watched, this is a tough one because last year we did have, like, it was pretty easy for us to come. There was like Mortal Kombat and a couple of other movies it was easy to come up with, but this year it's a bit harder.
I would say as a group, you want something fun that has some laughs or some scares in it.
Yeah.
So I'd say Scream 5 is good. Violent Night was good to watch.
Violent Night is a contender. Yeah.
Or I think Glass Onions could be fun to watch as a group as well. So Glass probably Onions, one of those three. Yeah.
If you want a bit more of an intellectual movie, maybe Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those. Werewolf by Night's fun, but it's not really a movie.
Yeah. I don't know if we can count that as a movie. Yeah.
So, yeah, maybe we'd give it to maybe Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Because that was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Yeah. I think if we watched Scream 5 with a few Scream more people, 5, that would have been fun as well. But, yeah.
That was so early in the year as well. I forgot about that. Best animation. So, as we said earlier, it's
I haven't really seen that much.
Slightly slim pickings. In terms of Disney animation anyway. So, they had Strange World, which was a disaster, and I haven't seen it. They had Lightyear, which was also a disaster.
No one likes as well. Yeah.
Which I also haven't seen. So, in terms of the animations that I have seen, So I watched Minions, which was fine, but I don't think it's like the best animation of the year.
I think I've only seen one, and I don't know if it counts.
Which is?
Sonic 2.
No.
It doesn't count?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I haven't seen anything. Yeah.
Because it's got live action.
It's animated, though.
He's animated, but yeah. It's got like James Marsden and other people.
Yeah.
It's like saying...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Avatar is animated.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, because it's got real people and it's got animated people.
Nah, but I think Sonic could be counted as an animated movie. Well, anyway, let's say it doesn't count. Yeah. I haven't seen any, so I can't
comment. So I'm going to give this to a movie that I haven't watched, which is Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio.
Okay, yeah.
Because I've heard that's really good.
Okay, we're giving awards to movies we haven't seen.
Because
I'm going to give it to the Pinocchio with Tom Hanks in it.
Also, that is probably...
Is that count? That's not animated. I'm going to give it to it anyway. No, I think it's a live action.
That might be... most of the characters in that movie are animated. So it might count.
Yeah.
Even the cat is animated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Tom Hanks, everyone else is.
Yeah.
But apparently that movie is trash.
Well, that was probably the worst animation of the year. So. Yeah. What's the best sequel of the year?
Best sequel. Top Gun Maverick. It's the best sequel this year.
Yeah, I think it's hard to go past that. Avatar 2 is the only other one.
Yeah, Top Gun Maverick's better.
Other sequels that were out this year, Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
It's decent. It's pretty good.
Jurassic World.
Trash, as we discussed.
Yeah. Thor, Love and Thunder, if that...
I pretty trash counts. As well.
Yeah. Doctor Strange.
Just a movie.
Fantastic Beasts.
Trash.
Death on the Nile.
Not that good.
King's Man.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's Top Gun, followed by Avatar, but I think it's Top Gun. This is a new category for this year, Social Media Tycoon. So, which is the movie that had the most buzz on social media?
Most buzz on social media? Yeah. Morbius.
So there's some contender. So well, Top Gun had that thing with the beach scene stuff.
I think it's Morbius. The most buzz on social media is Morbius.
Obviously Morbius.
Yeah.
Minions had some Minions, like people dressing up and
going to this movies. That's right. Yeah, yeah. This is never
Wednesday.
Happened.
Wednesday had that dance.
The dance,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But look, a movie is never re-released in a cinema because of social media, and they somehow managed that with Morbius. So it's got to be Morbius.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though it was all a troll, and like no one actually liked that movie, it's Morbius.
Yeah, I think it would have to be Morbius.
Yeah.
Because it's the only time that a movie is... Because the movie itself is terrible.
Yeah.
But somehow...
they still re-released it.
Somehow it got a lot of buzz. Because at least like Top Gun and the other movies have some quality associated with them. Whereas this is just a terrible movie.
No one watched it still.
Yeah.
Though.
And but it still
make money. It still didn't make money. But on social media, it was going off. So yeah, it's got to be Morbius.
I think that's it in terms of our awards for this year. We haven't seen enough horror movies to give a horror movie probably Scream.
Scream, yeah.
It's the only one we've seen. But yeah. Best comic book movie of the year.
Easy, Batman. I was like Black Panther, but then I remembered, yeah.
Most disappointing movie of the year, comic book wise.
Probably Doctor Strange.
Yeah, Doctor Strange had the most potential. Kind of wasted the cameos.
I know lots of people do like that movie though. Or think it's okay. But yeah.
Well, I have this.
I thought it had potential, but was just not quite there. Yeah.
I wasn't that disappointed, though, to be honest. It might be because I watched it in New York, and I did have a pretty attentive audience. So, especially in that cameo sequence, I had a decent time, but it was kind of wasted cameos, to be honest. Could have done it better. I think the most disappointed was probably Thor Love and Thunder for me, because it was such a steep drop from Thor Ragnarok. Thor Ragnarok, we had it in our like God tier when we did the tier list. This is like, surely it can't be anything better than not good.
I'd still say Doctor Strange, just because I thought that could have been a really, really good movie.
It had potential to be really good. So let's do our best of the year. Top five. So you can go first.
Are we going from five or one?
We'll go from five.
From five. Yeah. Five, I couldn't really pick a good one for five. I'm going to pick... two movies maybe that could fit in the five slot that I just had fun with. Maybe it probably goes between Violent Night or or The Menu. I think I had fun with those movies. So one of those two,
okay,
five slot. Yeah. I think there was actually a lot of good movies this year. So it was hard to pick five good ones.
Well, out of the ones we've seen, yeah.
Yeah.
So my five is Avatar: The Way of Water. This movie I had, to be honest, I didn't think it would be that good. But the technical values in the film, and I had to end up watching this twice. So the 3D, the visuals, the action in the second half of the movie, bring it into the top five. I thought I had a, in the end, it was better than I thought it would be. And I actually had a pretty good time, and I'm actually kind of looking forward to the next two movies, next two, three
I didn't
movies.
Put it in my top five, but I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
I just, yeah. Like, I liked maybe 1.5 hours out of the 3 hours.
Fair enough.
Four.
Yes.
Glass Onion. I thought it was really good. I think it could have snuck up a bit higher. I like murder mysteries and thought this one was one of the best ones.
Cool. At number four, I had Everything Everywhere All at Once. It could have been higher, but for me, obviously, it's incredibly complex story. There's a lot of depth. It's all about family, so it's probably got more stuff about family in this than all the Fast and Furious movies combined. The only part that I guess it is probably a little bit too weird for some people, so it's not for everyone. I did have a great time with it, and I haven't had a chance to rewatch it, but it gets to number four in my list.
Mm. It's number three in my list. So
number three?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be a bit too weird for some people. But yeah, I thought it was really funny as well. It was one of the funniest movies I've seen this year. So
Michelle Yeoh was,
yeah,
very good.
It's yeah, real weird though. So like, I guess if you don't get the comedy, you might not like it. But yeah.
So I would say it's not for everyone.
Yeah.
Which is why it's slightly lower on my list, because there were some parts that I found a little bit weird as well. Number three is Belle for me. So this was a movie you haven't seen.
Belle.
This is a animated film.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Actually, this is the best animated movie of the year. This is the best one that I've seen this year. So this is a twist on Beauty and the Beast. It's a modern day Japanese animation that is set in, I guess, their version of like the metaverse. And there's like a Beauty and the Beast story that plays out. But the animation is spectacular, and it's got some good songs. It's a musical as well. And it's definitely worth watching. Not enough people have watched it. And I watched it way at the start of the year, and I still remember it. So it gets to number three on mine, and something that I want to rewatch. I just haven't been able to find it on any streaming services. Highly recommend it.
Nice.
Number two.
Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
I could have slipped this one to one, but I think I like one slightly better. I was surprised that I like it this much. I didn't think I would like it this much, but it's pretty amazing on all fronts. Like, the story's whatever, but you're still engaged throughout the whole thing, even though the story's not that great. I think just the Tom Cruise doing crazy shit is good to watch. I think he's just going to keep doing crazy shit, and we're going to keep watching it until he dies. Watching these movies and knowing that they did most of that shit is amazing.
My number two is actually Batman. It was very comic book accurate. So it was the first detective story that we got with Batman. Everything was great. Like, the cinematography was great. The music was really good as well. And just the overall tone of the movie was good. It went along the lines of a psychological thriller. Some of the downsides that don't get it to number one for me are the length of the movie. It didn't need to be 3 hours, to be honest. Also, Colin Farrell as the Penguin was amazing. But yeah, the length was probably didn't need to be as long as it was. And the mystery itself was not that great in the end. It could have been a better mystery. But still a great Batman movie. Batman is one of my favorite superheroes, and they did justice. So number two.
It's my number one, as you probably
would
have guessed.
Do you think Robin Pattinson is the best Batman?
It's a good question. It's a good question. If we're talking live action Batman, then he would be up there.
It's obviously George Clooney and then...
George Clooney and then him. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's hard to do based off one movie. I think Christian Bale's not a great Batman. And I think most of the Christopher Nolan Batman movies are about the villain rather than about Batman. But this movie actually focuses on Batman a little bit more. I think the problem with Batman movies mostly is that they do focus on the villain more than Batman majority of the time.
Most Batman stories do.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But Batman's an interesting character, and like you said, it's the first more comic accurate Batman that they've ever done. I thought the last kind of half an hour was the downfall of the movie, where they could have cut it off at one point, but they just kept going. But I still liked it. Next time I watch it, I probably just won't watch the last half an hour.
The last half an hour.
Yeah. Because it does have a good stopping point. And then I feel like it was studio interference where they're just like, no, you need an action scene. So put in an action scene.
Yeah. So, the action itself wasn't. I wouldn't say it's got the best action this year.
No. Yeah. But I just like Batman a lot. So for me personally, Batman would have to be one.
You could probably guess what my one is. So it's Top Gun Maverick. Well, I talked about Avatar being visually spectacular. So that's like a fantastical visually spectacular. So it's like a visually spectacular in the sense that it will never exist in real life, but it's really nice to look at. Whereas Top Gun Maverick, it feels real. And the way it was shot is it's very authentic in terms of the way you'd expect fighter jets to be flown. So some of the stunts that were done were pretty spectacular. As you said, Tom Cruise does some crazy stuff. But more than anything, like, you could have all of that stuff and it would still be a good movie, but not a great movie. I think what makes it a great movie is the underlying...
The beach scene.
The beach scene, yeah. The beach scene and Miles Teller's moustache.
Yeah. And the song he sings.
The song he sings, yeah. I think it's the emotional... the underlying emotional storyline between him and Maverick, which really made the movie. I did watch the first one before I watched Maverick, but I didn't have any nostalgia to the first one. I didn't have any connection to the first one, and I thought this was just a better movie, just a good sequel. And most people that wouldn't like this movie, or that shouldn't like this movie, to be honest, like this movie as well. So that's kind of and the amount of money it's made is kind of a reflection of how successful it was. Because it wasn't, going into this year, no one expected this movie to be the highest grossing movie of the year. And it's might not be still, because Avatar's still going, but it's done very well. And I think it's because it's a good movie. So that's my number one. But yeah, to be honest, any of those could be interchangeable. A movie that we haven't reviewed, and to be honest, it's we're probably the first ones that should have reviewed it, is a movie called RRR. It's getting a lot of publicity in the Western media. We are actually Telugu-speaking people, so it's actually in our mother tongue. And we watched it in the cinema. I actually like this movie. We're going to do a review of it.
I think it's very interesting the way the Western media views this compared to all our friend group that actually watch Telugu movies and like have seen them for years use this movie. I'll go out and say, I don't think this is a great movie, and I think there's a lot better Telugu movies than this.
In the new year, we're going to do we're starting a new podcast, you could say, where we are going to be reviewing movies from our heritage, and the first episode is going to be on RRR, so we'll reserve the discussion for that. But I think the difference between this and other Telugu movies is the way it is executed. There's a professionalism in the way it's made, which other Telugu movies lack. So I think Rajamouli, who's the director of the film, he knows how to helm action sequences in a way that will be acceptable by Western audiences. Because other Telugu movies, they're fun, and they might have a better story than this, but the way they execute big action or just big plot points isn't to the level of this movie. Or any Indian movie, to be honest. Like, this is a level above most Indian movies.
I would disagree with most of that.
Okay.
And I think most of our friends would probably disagree with you as well, watching Telugu movies.
Well, we'll have to talk about this in the episode, because I think this is the reason why this is so successful.
I think the reason why it's successful is because of the marketing, and it just got a push, and that's why it was successful.
Well, it wasn't successful in its theatrical run. It only got all the publicity once it came on Netflix.
Yeah.
So it's not all due to publicity. I think there is some...
I would disagree in saying that. I don't even think this is Rajamouli's best movie.
Okay, let's reserve this. I also don't think it's his best movie.
Yeah.
But I think it's his best in terms of from a technical perspective, it's his best movie. In the way he executed it, it's his best movie.
So, but we can talk about it in the review, but it's basically like the Avatar. Do you want to just watch something that looks really good? Do you want to watch something that has substance?
I think this has substance. It could have more substance. I think it does have substance. But anyway, it's not in my top five.
Yeah.
But it's...
It would have been my top five, even if I... We didn't review it.
Yeah.
But, like, I wouldn't put it in my top five. Yeah.
It's not in my top five either, but it's probably in my top 10.
You're the only person that I know that is Telugu that likes this movie.
Maybe there's just something wrong with me there. Yeah. But, no, I just...
Like, lots of my friends have watched this, like Telugu and, like, Indian friends. You're the only one that actually really likes this movie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a lot to talk about in that episode then, because I'll come with all the points.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right. So shall we look into 2023 then?
Yes.
So I'll go through month by month the big releases that are coming out, and then we can talk about which ones we're looking forward to and any sort of dark horses that are out there as well. So in January, there's really nothing to note. There is one Guy Ritchie movie coming out in January, which looks okay.
Yeah, it looks all right. Guy Ritchie can be good. Hit or miss. Yeah.
Hit or miss, yeah. There is a horror movie called Megan.
Oh, yeah. The doll that does a little dance as well.
So nothing else in January. So January is usually a quieter month. In February, so the big release for February is Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania. Looks okay, but going by Marvel's track record this year, I'm not holding my breath. We'll see what happens. March. So March, there's Creed 3.
Yeah. Big Scream. 2 months for Jonathan Majors then.
Yeah. There's Scream 6 as well.
Yeah, Scream in New York, which will be interesting.
Bit of a twist on tell. Is it the same cast?
Jenna Ortega's in it.
And her sister?
And her sister, yeah.
Yeah. Also in March, Shazam Fury of the Gods.
Looks pretty good, like... Probably not going to go any further, but looks pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be okay. The first one was probably still one of the best DC movies. The week after that, John Wick Chapter 4.
I still haven't seen the third one.
I still haven't seen the third one either.
Yeah.
It's got a long name. It's like Chapter Parabellum.
3. No, it doesn't have 3 in it. It's just John Wick Parabellum, I think. Or did they add Chapter 3 to it?
I think it was Chapter 3 Parabellum.
Okay. Yeah.
The week after that, Dungeons and Dragons.
Could be okay, I guess.
Looks fun.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be great.
Then in April, so this is like week by week. So in April, Super Mario Brothers, the movie.
I think it could be good. Yeah.
Does it cross over with Sonic?
No, I don't think
so. Is it the same studio or different?
This is made by Nintendo.
But it's got to have, is it Paramount or something? Let me check.
Sony.
Oh, Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So it's different because Sonic's Paramount. Evil Dead Rise.
I haven't seen any of the Evil Dead movies, so.
Yeah. I don't think this one's made by... Sam Raimi, is it?
I don't think so. Possibly. I'm not sure. Yeah.
It's also going to HBO Max.
Okay.
Along with some theatrical release. Then we move into May. So May 5th, the Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Looks like it could be sad. James Gunn, crack record.
Pretty
really
good.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Also, but there is like a similarity between everything he does as well.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think he's ever really made anything terrible.
Yeah. Not yet, yeah. Well, yeah. Volume 2 is not great, but it's not
terrible. I still liked Volume 2.
It's not terrible, but it's, yeah, it's not that great either. The next week after that, big, big movie, Book Club, The Next Chapter.
I haven't seen the first one.
Okay. Well, we should get onto that before this one comes out. May 19, Fast 10 or Fast X.
I can't expect that's going to be good given the reshoots and the director changes. Production. I don't even know if it will come out then.
Yeah, they haven't had a trailer or anything, have
yeah,
they?
It might not come out then. It might be pushed back, yeah.
May 26th, The Little Mermaid live action. You're obviously a big fan of musicals and live action remakes, so.
Yeah, when are these going to die? Like, they need to die.
It's like one of the most downvoted trailers ever.
That's because people are racist. Like that's not the reason I don't like this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't mind that The Little Mermaid.
That's what
black.
All the racists say as well.
Yeah. I don't care that that's happened. I hate all these movies. I've hated them since Beauty and the Beast. Aladdin was okay though, but the rest suck.
Jungle Book was pretty good.
No.
All right. Yeah. Cinderella's pretty good.
That was before Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
June 2nd, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. Spider-Man. Part one.
Hopefully. Amazing.
First one's really good. Next week after that, Transformers Rise of the Machines.
It actually looks decent.
Is it Rise of the Machines?
No, it's Beast Wars, isn't it?
Rise of the Beasts?
Rise of the Beasts, yeah.
Rise of the Beasts. Yeah, sorry. It cuts off the title in this, so I'm guessing the end of the title for each one.
Looks good.
Yeah.
The trailer was pretty decent. It's not directed by Michael Bay, so that's
they're already plus. Winning. The week after that, I'm not sure if this is going to come out, but it's listed, The Flash.
I think it will. I think it should come out next year.
Probably not good.
Probably will be terrible. And terrible guy that is the actor.
End of June. End of the financial year, 30th of June. Indiana Jones.
Trailer looked okay. Like, not terrible.
And The Dial of Destiny. Indiana Jones and The Dial
looked,
of Destiny.
Yeah, looked okay. I could see it be good, but could see it be bad as well.
Yeah.
But well, James Mangold does pretty decent stuff, usually.
Yeah, he's done some good stuff. Logan.
That movie about the cars, that was good.
Which one's that? Oh,
Ford v Ferrari.
Ford v Ferrari. July. So we're deep into the American summer now, which is first one in July is Insidious Fear the Dark.
I haven't seen the other ones.
The first one's good. I haven't seen the other ones apart from that. Mission Impossible 6.
Yeah, Reckoning.
Is it 6 or 7? 7.
7.
Yeah, Death
Reckoning. Death Reckoning, yeah. Part 1. Looks like Tom Cruise will do some crazy shit again.
Yeah, didn't he drive off a cliff or something?
He was on a plane. The plane went off the cliff and then he jumped off the plane.
I thought it was a motorbike.
Was it a motorbike?
Yeah.
He was on some vehicle
that went off a
cliff and then he jumped off the vehicle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a motorbike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude's just, yeah, he's going to die. He's
Week after that, similar level of adrenaline, Barbie.
Look, I can see it being good. Greta Thunberg, I think, is the director.
That's a bit of a deviation.
No, not Greta Thunberg. Greta Gerwig. Greta Thunberg's
the
teenager. Yeah.
The environmental activist.
Yeah, yeah. It's Greta Gerwig. Yeah.
No, she Greta Thunberg directed Barbie. Greta Gerwig, who directed.
She does like pretty good movies.
Little Women.
She did Little Women. She did Lady Bird.
Yes, Lady Bird.
Yeah. It's got Margot Robbie. It's got Ryan Gosling. I don't know. Like, people making fun of this movie, I think it could be good.
Same day, Oppenheimer.
It'll probably be really sad, Oppenheimer. I think it'll be good. I think it'll be really sad, though.
We'll see Christopher Nolan, because I'm a massive fan of Christopher Nolan. I've got, like, 3 posters of his movies behind me. But Tenet, it had me questioning.
I don't know. This... What kind of weird shit is he going to do with this? Like,
he might do some like non-linear stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, like some things in black and white, some things in color and stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to make a bold proclamation.
Yeah.
Barbie's going to be better than Oppenheimer.
That is bold.
Yeah.
But it does have a good director associated with Barbie, so
yeah,
it's possible.
The cast in both of them are amazing. Oppenheimer's probably better, but both have really good casts.
July 28th, so the week after Oppenheimer and Barbie, is The Marvels.
Yeah, could be good.
We'll leave it at that because I really don't know what it's going to be.
We haven't seen a trailer or anything, so yeah.
But obviously the first
movie. I don't even know what it's about.
First movie was extremely divisive, so we'll see where this one goes.
I still stand by it's as good as every other.
It did rank at the bottom of our tier list for MCU, but.
That was it because of us.
So there's another Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie next year in August.
Didn't know that was happening.
There's also Meg 2, The Trench.
Is that actually happening?
Yeah.
I had fun with the first Meg.
I didn't, but I'm open to watching another one.
Yeah.
People love these like really cheesy.
Cheesy movies.
Yeah, like Sharknado, which is like another level.
That's another level of cheesy.
Yeah, that's like another level below this, but This is like a high budget Sharknado.
Yeah. I thought it was definitely wouldn't want to watch them all the time, but it's a good palate cleanser.
I think Jason Statham's probably in it again. Maybe. I don't know. Haunted Mansion is getting another movie. Disney. Yeah.
I've seen the other one. It's not good.
The ride's good, though, in Disneyland. Then there is a movie called The Last Voyage of the Demeter.
Don't know what that is.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
But it's listed as a big movie releasing in August. There's a Gran Turismo movie.
I did not know they were doing that. That's bound to be shit.
Yeah, like the Need for Speed movie. What's a good racing, like a movie based off
Fast
of racing?
Fast and Furious.
It's not based off a game though, but yeah.
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 Fast and Furious is essentially a Need for Speed movie.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it became a Grand Theft Auto movie.
Yeah, and now it's a Mass Effect movie or something.
Yeah. Blue Beetle.
I'm a big fan of the character. And I like the actor that they've cast. I'm not super hopeful because it's DC, but I hope it's good.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. This is not one of the cancelled ones, right? This is still going ahead.
So. Up till at the date of recording, still going ahead. So, yeah.
September, Equalizer 3.
I actually like the first one. It's pretty good. Yeah. Second one's not as good. Is this one directed by Antoine Fuqua?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, could be okay.
So this movie coming out the week after The Equalizer 3 is a movie that I didn't know was being made, but it's there. The Nun 2.
Yep, not going to watch that.
Expendables 4.
Fuck that. No.
There's a movie called
They're still making Expendables movies.
I think is this one also directed by Stallone? No, it's directed by Scott War.
I would rather it be directed by Stallone.
There's a movie called Next Goal Wins.
Okay.
It's about Golden Goal, the rule.
Yeah. Fair enough. I'm guessing it's a soccer movie.
Yeah, or a... Yeah. Is that goals? It's touchdowns, isn't it?
American.
Yeah, maybe it's soccer. Kraven the Hunter in October.
I don't think this will be good.
Might be as good as Morbius.
I think Sony needs to stop making Spider-Man movies without Spider-Man.
There is another Exorcist movie.
Remake, maybe.
Yeah, coming out in time for Halloween. There is a Saw movie, Saw 10.
Not a huge fan of the Saw movies in general. So,
yeah. This is on the schedule, but I don't think it's going to come out next year. June Part 2.
Yeah, I think it is meant to come out next year.
Okay.
Yeah, don't know if that's subject to change. Hopefully as good as the first one.
Yeah, if not better. Because the first one did leave a lot of questions unanswered.
It did, yeah.
There's another Hunger Games movie.
Oh, yeah, the prequel, yes, yeah. I soured on the Hunger Games after, the second movie.
We'll see if we watch that. There is Trolls 3, the Trollstopia.
I haven't seen any of them before.
Apparently Trolls 2 was a runaway hit.
Justin Timberlake, isn't it?
Yes, yes. The Willy Wonka movie?
I just don't know what that is. It's got Timothée Chalamet, but I can't imagine a Wonka origin story is something anyone wants or needs.
It's directed by the director of Paddington 1 and 2.
Who is a good director, and those are both really good movies. So maybe it'll be good, but a Willy Wonka origin movie, I just can't see it being good.
And then as we get to the end of the year, so December 20, Ghostbusters Afterlife 2. We still haven't reviewed Ghostbusters Afterlife.
But it's coming. Yeah, it's coming. Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it before Afterlife 2.
Yes. Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
Is this the one we've all been waiting for?
Depends who you are, maybe. Are you a fan of Amber Heard?
Oh, okay. No, this is not the movie that I was thinking of.
Okay.
You still haven't said... I'm pretty sure this movie that I'm thinking of is coming out next year, but keep going.
Okay. Yeah. Aquaman and Lost Kingdom.
Yeah. Probably as good as the first one.
That's it. What was the movie you're thinking
of? Is the Joker sequel coming out next year?
I thought it was.
Joker Folie à Deux?
Joker 2. When is it coming out? 2024.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about that one next year then.
Out of all of those, what's your most anticipated?
most anticipated? The movie that I think will be the best or be the one I'm looking forward to the most?
The one you're looking forward to the most.
I don't know. I want to say Ant-Man. I think the Ant-Man's probably the most, the Marvel one that I'm looking forward to the most.
Mm-hmm.
There isn't much. All the DC stuff is just like dead weight at this point. So I don't think any, they might be good, but I'm not really looking forward to any of them. And then Into the Spider-Verse, that was my most anticipated last year, but it got pushed. So maybe that as well. But in terms of Marvel, Ant-Man is probably the one I'm looking forward to the most.
What do you think will be the best?
The best movie? Like make the most money or be the best movie?
Let's do both.
Well, make the most money. It'll always be a surprise. I think Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning might make a lot of money.
In the back of Top Gun.
Yeah, that could be a really good movie. Like critically, I think Oppenheimer will probably do well critically. I'm still not sold on it though. I don't think I'll love it.
So for me, I think my most anticipated, now that we've gone through the list, is, to be honest, I didn't know it was coming out, but probably Dune Part 2. The one that I think will make the most money is probably, let me see, if Fast 10 comes out, maybe Fast 10.
Do you know what might make the most money? Transformers.
Potentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, potentially Transformers. Only other one I can see making a decent amount of money is maybe Ant-Man.
Yeah, Ant-Man could make a lot. Guardians of the Galaxy could make a decent amount as well. Yeah. I think critically, Oppenheimer is probably the one that will do well. Because Christopher Nolan movies, like, no matter the quality, generally pretty do pretty well. Even Tenet was pretty good critically, so.
It was like 80%.
Yeah.
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 I mean, not spectacular, but decent. Yeah, and I think potential surprise would be Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, I don't think it would be great. I think it would be fun. I can't imagine it being, like, amazing. There will be a movie that we haven't talked about that will be one of the best movies next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is a re-release of Titanic.
Yeah, fair enough.
And there's also Magic Mike's Last Dance.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, people do like those movies.
It's pretty quiet, yeah, to be honest. Like, there's nothing that I'm like, I can't wait to watch that.
I think Oppenheimer's, like, lots of people will be...
There'll be some Indiana Jones fans as well.
Indiana Jones, yeah. That
could do pretty well.
In terms of the stuff I'm most excited for, like, it's... Everything's coming with a little bit of a caveat that it might be shit. Like, the Marvel stuff might be not be great. And, like, Into the Spider-Verse, like... I want it to be great, but also sequels are very rarely as good as the first one.
So I think we've basically covered.
That's it. Yeah.
Covered everything. So that's our most anticipated for next year. And that brings us to the end of this year. So thanks everyone for listening to our episode and all our episodes this year and supporting the podcast. So if people do want to get in touch with us, tell us about what their favorite movie of 2022 was, how do they go about it?
So you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or on all other platforms at Cognitive Recalibration.
Yes, and if you want to support the podcast, you can do so by giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify because that makes us more discoverable on search engines. And you can also follow us on TikTok and Instagram where we post short form videos where you can comment, share and subscribe.
Yeah.
So we're actually recording another episode.
Happy birthday to you.
Who are you singing to?
I don't know. What are you singing on New Year's?
Happy New Year to
Happy
you.
Happy New Year.
So we're actually recording another episode after this, which will be the first episode that we're releasing in the new year. And our guest has arrived early and late at the same time, I guess. So we're going to get onto that in a second. But thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're all staying safe, and we'll see you in the next one.